Welcome to the Progressive Property Podcast, helping you invest in property for freedom, choice, and profit. You'll learn new, innovative, and multiple streams of property income, whether you want to start, scale, or systemize, and even if you don't have deposits.
Hello, and welcome. Mark Homer here. Welcome to Aspect, our development of 99 apartments above a trading supermarket in the centre of Peterborough. Today, I'm going to be talking about my predictions for 2022, where the market is going, what's likely to happen, and the things that you need to focus on to profit the most. 2021 has clearly been eventful. I don't need to talk about coronavirus or lockdowns, but there are some critical things which have happened in this market which have been particularly pertinent. Smaller units, apartments, have been selling more slowly than houses and bigger units, and certainly areas in London and central London have probably gone sideways or gone down, less demand, people have moved out. Satellite cities, Peterborough, lots of Midland cities, and certainly the north have actually benefited. We've had huge rental demand for our tenanted properties. And actually, if you want to sell properties in this area, they're selling quite quickly as well. Most of the country has been catching up with London. Lots more people are living in our units now and commuting maybe 2-3 days a week to London rather than going in every day, which has created an opportunity and probably a little bit more happiness for tenants and employees. I don't need to tell you that in 2021, house prices went up a lot. On average, lots of areas of the country went up about 10% in round terms due to the increased transaction volumes. Lots of properties around here having 20 viewings when they come on. I've been speaking anecdotally to various people, including a couple of our staff members who are trying to buy and they're getting gazumped. The market has been red hot, both in terms of sales and in terms of lettings. That's not necessarily always the case. Often you get a strong sales market and a weaker lettings market, and vice versa. But lots of things have happened through the pandemic and the government-induced recession that we saw during lockdown, which have taken us all by surprise. Okay, so prediction number one. Lots of talk about inflation. For lots of you who've been watching my videos, you'll see that I'm not wholly sold on this story of inflation running away and getting into some sort of hyperinflation or some sort of massive inflationary circle, which carries on maybe into the double digits. We have been through a series of government-induced shutdowns. Factories, offices, businesses have shut. Therefore, what they supply, goods, services, have not been available in the numbers which they are required as we've come out of lockdown. People have got lots of cash and they suddenly want all these things. So you're going to get inflation. This is a supply side shock. According to the Bank of England, and at the moment it looks like they're probably right, inflation has been pushed up due to the lack of supply of these goods and services. Surely now that factories and businesses are open and are supplying goods and services to the required level, inflation should start to abate. The Bank of England are clearly worried about it getting into this big circle and pushing through to wage negotiations and into core prices. And it doesn't look like that's happened yet. Yes, people are demanding more for wages. Yes, people are demanding higher wages. And there are some other issues in the supply chain. However, it does look like some of those inflationary pressures are now abating. So into my second prediction, what follows from higher inflation? Well, usually higher interest rates. And you've got lots of commentators saying interest rates are going to shoot up and we're all doomed. Well, it surely follows that if you see this as a supply side shock, inflation goes up, and let's say it's at 4% at the moment, as the supply returns, as it has done, inflation should fall back, and therefore the Bank of England may see less pressure to increase interest rates. I therefore believe interest rates in 2022 will not go above 1%. In fact, they'll probably be lower of that for the whole of 2022. So for those of you who are looking at getting mortgages and fixed rates, there's absolutely no guarantee that what I've just said is correct, because nobody knows exactly what's going to happen to interest rates. But my educated guess is that the equilibrium rate probably hasn't changed that much. Prediction number three. I think capital growth on smaller units and apartments in 2022 will be higher than that on houses, larger houses and rural areas. So the city centre apartment market is likely to be better in 2022 than the rural housing market. Why is that? Well, because the houses and the rural areas had such a good run in 2021. I think that will reverse and the rest of the market will play catch up. Prediction number four, I think capital growth will abate. I think there's still going to be positive capital growth. On average, up and down the country, I think you're probably looking around 5% in 2022. Obviously, we've got this new Omicron variant on the horizon. The Daily Mail are having a field day as usual. However, although not too much is known about this variant and we don't know how transmissible it is, or how effective the vaccine will be against it, there is anecdotal evidence from South Africa that it is likely to be mild. Of course, nobody knows yet exactly how it's going to turn out. However, I expect it won't be anywhere near as bad as some of the stories in the tabloids. Prediction number five, cryptocurrency has had a really, really strong run through 2021. With the Federal Reserve, the Bank of England, the European Central Bank printing all this money, lots of people have chosen to go down the cryptocurrency route to store their cash and also as part of a speculative investment strategy. With the possible exception of Bitcoin and Ethereum, I suspect lots of the smaller, less established and let's say less real coins are probably going to go through a really, really tough time. The reality is with cryptocurrency, a little bit like the dot-com boom, some of it will remain and lots of the market will get wiped out. Loads of cryptocurrencies will end up going down to zero. It's just working out which ones are going to be good for the future to keep your money in. So I expect there'll be an almighty bang in 2022. Lots of them will get wiped out. And some of the other more solid contenders will be here to see 2023. 2022 for me, we'll be dealing with a variety of our deals. We've got another city centre project, which we're well into now. The steel frame's up. We've got 60 tonnes of steel on the top. 39-room co-living block. I'm hoping to get that finished in spring, early summer of 2022. As ever, in 2022, you want to be looking for yield. Only invest in assets that yield well, that are solid, and only invest in things you really, really understand. The things that you understand are usually things you love the most because you'll be happy to spend the most time really analysing, really getting under the hood, and becoming the best at that thing. Once you become the best, you beat the rest of the market, and you end up making solid, long-term returns. That has been Mark Homer at Aspect for my 2022 predictions. Over and out.